Well, listen, before we go any further in this, I want to welcome both of you to upcoming Dis. I want to tell our audience that that we have Big Tony and we have Bobby here. And, of course, your aliases are Heath Santazzo, Tony, and then Brendan Nagel is Bobby Bullets. And you guys play the representatives of the Italian Association in All-American Bikini Car Wash. Is that correct?
Bingo. Bingo.
Now, you guys work for the Unseen Paulie. So tell us about this Paulie guy you guys work for.
Paulie's a guy, let's just say, I can't say too much. I don't want to get on his bad side. He likes to get things done in a fashionable manner, wouldn't you say, Bobby?
Yeah, and if people don't get things done on his timeline, we work at the behest of one Paulie. And Paulie doesn't like to get out of his house much, so we take the liberty of breaking the fucking knees when the people don't want to play Paulie's way.
That's right. And in this film, we have a character named Vex, and I guess Vex owes a little bit of money to Paulie, and that's where you guys come in, right?
Vex was a... Let me break it down.
Okay, break it down for us.
Sometimes Bobby, you know, with his dancing girls and all that stuff, sometimes he gets, you know, he forgets things, but that's why he's the youngster.
Yeah.
Now, Vex got in a little gambling problem with Paulie.
Right.
We find out he's working a car wash that's making good money, so then we try to get some of that, a piece of that, because, you know, we take the initiative, because, you know, Paulie likes when we take the initiative.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was it a little easier to take the initiative, seeing as this is a bikini car wash?
Well, you know, Bobby.
You know, with the... There was some, it was a refreshing type of clientele, you might say. We're used to dealing with older gentlemen, so to have some fine young tail up in our alley was not a bad assignment to go running off on for a day or a week or two.
And so, did any of you guys get to bring any of Paulie's cars in for some cleaning?
We made sure that, that the cars that came in, I did see Paulie actually pull one up in. I fear that out of he likes to think of himself as a doctor. Like he's a mobster, but he's a doctor. And like there's the patient client, you know, privacy,
confidential
thing. And he didn't want to cross. You know, he didn't want to put his toes in. Well, because these fuckers might not have those by the time Paulie's done with them. He doesn't want to be jealous and rub it in.
Yeah.
So no, Paulie didn't bring a car.
Yeah, let's just say if any of Paulie's cars did come in, it was a little after hours, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are great together, so and in the movie as well. So have you ever worked together before this?
No, I actually get a little out of character back to the alias.
Yeah.
So I had auditioned for the role, and then they called back, I think, three of us, and that's where Brandon was there. He had already been cast, so he was reading with the potential Big Tonys. You know, we got to talk, and we found out we both went to Syracuse University, so we hit it off right away. And in the audition, the chemistry was there. We had never worked before, but I felt like I'd worked with them before. We had, you know, just the chemistry was there, and I think Rod and everyone kind of saw that. And so that, it was, Brandon, what did you say? Wasn't it just magical?
Yeah, it was perfect. We just played off each other well. Like, I think because... Just with in terms of just like diction and the sound of the voices and stature and performance, like everything, it was very well paired. We're kind of like, you know, like in Home Alone, you know, fucking Marv and Joey or whatever the other guy's name is. It's similar to that. It really was. It was just, and that was probably a lot that went into casting the both of our sides. Is that we just complemented each other, I think, so well, and that's why it came across as it did on screen.
Oh, I was just saying, it's kind of like, you know, you have the old school Italian, and then the fast-talking Bobby Bullets up and coming, wants to make a name for himself. It was the perfect match, and it worked very well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you guys reminded me of, and not that you were trying to take from anywhere else, but I don't know if either of you are Sopranos fans, but it reminded me of the Chris and Paulie relationship, if any of you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I did. I assume that's a good thing. I haven't seen...
It is a good thing.
It's funny, I did see Sopranos, and it had been a while, but yeah, the Paulie Walnuts. You know, I didn't even think of that. It's because we didn't have much time to... Like, once we got into the audition, we kind of just went into it, and it just organically came together like that.
Yeah.
So it's just something about how it just worked, and, you know, with casting, you know, a lot of actors get bent out of shape. I didn't get a role, but sometimes, you know, it's nothing personal, it's just... it's chemistry with actors.
Sure.
And what's the perfect fit? And we just kind of hit it off right away. So that's pretty cool, though, that you, hey, anytime I can be in the same sentence with any of the cats from Sopranos, I'll take it anyway.
Well,
yeah, hell yeah. What were the two again? What are the names of the guys?
Paulie Walnuts and Chris, because it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
you've got one guy who's the traditional old school, you know, mob guy, and then you've got the new kind of up and comer with the new ideas, and they bicker a lot, but you know they got each other's backs, but it's always fun to watch these guys go back and forth.
Okay, Paulie and Chris, I'll check it out.
So what did you guys do anything else after you discovered you had the chemistry and got cast in the film? Did you guys do anything else together during the film to kind of keep that flow?
No, unfortunately not. It would be great to, but unfortunately not. Not to my recollection.
Yeah, I just, you know, it was funny because our last day of shooting, I had to go to a wedding in Tahoe, and then I had to do another movie, and then just been working different roles.
Right.
Believe it or not, I haven't done any mobster roles since then, which is kind of strange. But yeah, no, I mean, me and Brendan, before Brendan moved, he was, you know, we were talking about, hey, we should shoot something, you know, and it just, unfortunately, our schedules just didn't coincide. But yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, let's bring Brendan out of retirement, let's bring Bobby Bullets and Big Tony back, and let's do that spinoff movie.
Yeah.
I'm up for a skit, man. I'll get someone to shoot it. Let's figure it out. Let's call Pat up. Let's get him to invite us to shore. We could shoot that thing in a weekend for sure.
I would love to see that one. I got to tell you, that's a movie I'd pay some money to see. Hey, no, I appreciate it. Hey, listen. Also, this movie that seemed like just little kind of fun movie has actually done pretty well for itself. It's got some international release going on. It hit the top 10 for a while there in DVD sales. Why is this little film so successful?
There, you know, I think there's a number of things that go into it. One, it's, you know, babes and cars. Like, Rod, he had a jackpot lined up already, I think, and then it was a lot of fun besides that. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Like, the movie's very, you know, when you get Die Hard, you know you're going to get, you know what I mean?
Right.
You go to that kind of movie. And with this, it was the same sort of thing. And then there were the fun surprises in it. That it's not just mediocre boobs, cars, and babes or anything. I mean, it stands out on its own, and it's fun. And I think it's kind of like it's an 80s, not a rehash, but I feel like there was something that it's probably striking a lot of nostalgic chords, because I think there was something that came out like 30 years ago that was similar in vein to it. And everyone likes Bikini Car Wash. So
sure.
It's something that everyone knows that they want, but they haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. So how much of that did you guys get to see on the set? I know you didn't interact so much with the Bikini Car Wash aspect of it. So how much of that on the set were you guys there for?
I was only there, actually, I think I was only there 3 or 4 days doing our stuff.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't there on any offshoots. I wasn't able to get there, but I know, Brendan, you went to Vegas with everyone, so Brendan had more of a, you know, interaction with all the bikini. I got to see, like, one bikini, I think. And well, that might have been Brendan in the dressing room.
Well, and you even got a sponge thrown at you by one of those Bikini Car Wash girls, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that was fun. I just watched the scene again. I don't know if it wasn't in slow motion, but I think it's playing again right now. I remember getting hit in the face. We did it like 4 or 5 times. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, I went to Vegas with them for one day because they needed, whether or not this is spoiler free or not, Bobby Bullets is actually, he's kind of a poser. And
yeah. He's
an actor, and he's trying to get out of the ad gear, the mob game. So he turns to the light side of the force at the end, and he's helping the guys out, and he's walking around in a bathing suit and washing the cars, too. So I got a little taste of it. It was cool. It's ironic. We left the car capital of the world to go to Las Vegas to film in the car wash. You know, there's one thing LA has a million of, it's car washes.
You got to be out there on the street with one of the bikini babes. I remember talking to some of the cast, and they said that they did that for a day. They just actually went out in the street and you know, acting like they were really advertising for a real bikini car wash. So did you get to do any of that?
Yeah, there's a moment in it where, like, her name's Emma. I believe it's Emma. She's incredibly... Yeah, Victoria, Emma, I don't know, she's Australian, she's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
But she's waving a sign, I'm waving it with her. But yeah, at the end of the day, we went out and just waved some signs, and we're like, hey guys, come on in and come get your car washes. And some people actually came in, and we had to turn them around, that it was just a publicity stunt, and not an actual car wash.
So why didn't we get to see Big Tony in the trunks?
You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You want to see big talk. You know, sequel maybe. Maybe in the sequel. You know, I had it in my contract. I was like, Rod, I just can't. You know, you wanted me to be beefy and big Tony, and then now you're going to put me in a bikini. You got to give me a few months to work out, you know. Yeah. I was down some cannolis, you know. But yeah, in the sequel, you never know. I'll break out the Italian beach body.
So how much did you guys get to ad-lib? Since you had this chemistry going on, did Rod let you do any ad-libbing?
Oh, good question. We stuck pretty close. I mean, there was... It's not that he... Well, Rod, for better and for worse, Rod didn't write the script. So he and Pat... Rodeo, I don't know. He wrote a very funny script, and Rod knew that, and he didn't want to stray too much from it, so he let us put our own little personal flavor onto it, but I don't think there were any huge rants that we really went off, because he was, you know, he was trying to be, we were trying to be efficient with the shooting, so we didn't, from my recollection, go off on too many tangents. It was,
Yeah, we stuck close to the script because, I mean, I just fell in love with the script. Patrick wrote it. Some great parts for us. I mean, not that he was thinking of us when he wrote it, but maybe he was.
Yeah.
Know, subconsciously. But yeah, no, it was more our reactions and kind of our like when the others delivering their lines, you know, the way we listen, the way we react, that, you know, that was kind of our own spin. And Rod would be like, oh, I like that. For the most part, we stuck with the script. We did a lot of ad-libbing in between takes, I think.
Right.
Yeah. We had fun, but the script made the cut.
I assume there's a heck of a blooper reel out there.
Is there? I would hope so. There better be. I'd imagine there is. I don't know. I've watched the movie. Is there? I'm going to look on the DVD.
It's not on the DVD.
You know what? Rod's holding out. He wants more money.
Probably. Without a doubt. Let's see.
It's not on the DVD. I'm just curious as to, because of all the stuff you filmed, I got to believe there's a lot of blooper material, I guess I should have said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
For sure.
You know, Fort Knox, I don't know. Maybe the 10th anniversary.
Yeah. With your characters, I found there was a lot of body language. Was that really important indication from Rod, or is that something you guys decided to do, or is that just a collaboration thing?
Probably all of it, but it seemed very natural because we're like intimidating people, and some of those scenes, it's almost like he was saying, it's a lot about how we react to each other, and there are so those performances are so condensed, you might say, just because there is just so much animation going into our body language, and I think that's part of it, because, like, we're the tough guys, and, like, we shouldn't have to even say anything. We can show up, walk up, and convey it all, being deathly silent. You know what I mean? So, I think it was an understanding, but a combination of the above.
Yeah, it's almost with Rod, he was very good with us. He told us what he wanted, and then let us also play a little bit, and when we got the okay, like, oh, I like that, do that again, then we knew we were doing it right. Because, you know, me and Brendan were both like, okay, Rod, this is your vision. You tell us what you want. But he kind of gave us, I think because when he casted us, he knew how we were already into the characters and stuff. So he kind of just gave us the leeway and then maybe some tweaking here and there if he needs a particular shot.
Yeah.
For the most part, Rod just kind of let us be the characters and gave us his insight. And it just, it was a collaborative effort. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it seems like one of the reasons for the film's success is that he seemed to have done a good job of getting all of you guys to buy into this vision and make exactly what he wanted to make. And how exactly did he do that? What was his best tool in getting you guys to buy into the vision?
Unflinching optimism. Like, he was very realistic and pragmatic and probably wasn't afraid to share some haunting truths behind. You know, if anyone was curious to ask anyone close to the project minor points on, like, just the obstacles he needed to overcome to make this thing work. But it was unflinching optimism. Rod knew, you know, he's a smart guy. He's a film salesman. He's been doing this for a while, and he knew what he needed to do, and he wasn't going to let anything get in the way of that.
Yeah, the key was Rod knew exactly what he wanted. He knew what type of people he wanted to cast. He just knew exactly what he was doing, And so when you have a director and producer who aren't, I've been on projects where people, you get one thing from a producer, and then the director tells you one thing, and it's like, okay, guys, are we on the same page?
Right.
Yeah.
That could be the most frustrating thing, but this one, everyone's on the same page, so there was no, it was like, we listen to Rod, and then if he needed to delegate, he delegated, but he kept a nice tight ship, and we knew where we stood throughout the whole process.
And you guys played kind of against type with each other. When you see these two mob guys, I expect the guy Big Tony to be the big intimidating guy, but he's kind of the calming influence. And it's Bobby Bullets who's the, who you'd expect maybe be the smart kind of, let's approach this intelligently. He's the guy who kind of just goes off. So was that something that you guys played into, or was it something just naturally part of it?
I think that's how it was written. And again, it just came down to perfect casting because they knew. I think Bobby Bullets in the script was a super fast talking guy, and I am restraining the speed at which I speak right now. Like, you want me to, I can go this thing in like 3 seconds. You know what I mean? So I came in and Rod's about now. He's like, bah, bah, bah. And I think he. So I think it was just perfect casting.
Yeah, they were written that way. And then Big Tony has his moment in the car wash when the stapler is being pointed at him, and he gets his like, look at me, mobster moment.
Right.
Without raising his voice too much. But yeah, I just think those are the characters. Bobby mm-hmm. Bullets, taller, he's got that intimidating look versus Big Tony, a little shorter, but like when he finally speaks up, he doesn't raise his voice too much, but
right.
He means business. So the dynamic worked out great.
So what kind of feedback have you guys gotten on the movie and its parts?
Everyone that I've shown it to, everyone that has seen it, all of my unaware friends, like as in like people not in LA that don't know the inside, all the outside, all of my fans from outside this circle,
right?
Were just like, Nagel, you're in a porno, and it's like, no, it's not a porno. Check it out. But like the first reaction is always like, oh man, you're in a porno,
right?
Like, no, check it out. And then they watch it, and then they're like, oh, that was hilarious. You did great. Da 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 da. But it's always, the reaction is always, it's like, you're in a porno. But then they watch it, and they see that there's more to it than just a couple of dudes, and they like it a lot.
Yeah. How about you, Tony?
Yeah, let's just say the over 45 population really enjoy the fact that, I can watch this movie, and they're all married, and be like, honey, he's in it, so I gotta watch it. You wonder because, you get some reviews that are great and glowing, and then some, it's like, do we need the mob guys? They just want the TNA, it's back and forth. But I think it gives it, what I like about it, it gives you a little bit of everything. It gives you more, probably TNA than
right.
anything. But you know what I mean? It's a nice, you get that part, you get some, you get a good storyline, you get some gangsters. It has a little bit of everything. It has nice time. I mean, it has something for everyone, pretty much, other than probably under 5 years old. But
yeah. But
aside from that, it gives you a little bit of everything.
Well, so basically, you guys are the relief from the babes in the cars. How does that make you feel?
Well, at least we're relief for something. Right?
So, you've joked about it, but seriously, what about the chance of spinning these characters off? Are there any plans? Would you like to see that happen?
I am more, Heath, if you're game for it, and there's, I'd love to do it. It'd be fun. We could get someone to shoot a short or something if Pat wants to write it up. I'd be game for it. I got long hair now, though. I'm going to have to grease it back.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I love the character so much that I would totally be open to doing something. I mean, whether we do a pilot, a short, a feature, who knows? But yeah, it would be fun to kind of revisit
a pilot. That's an interesting idea.
There you go. Breaking news right here in Upcoming Dis.
Yes,
that's an interesting. Because I've been racking my brain. I work in production sometimes too. And I've been trying to rack my brain on what the hell I should do a pilot. I want to shoot a pilot or something. I was thinking it's like Always Sunny but with a dispensary.
Yeah.
Because weed's gonna be legal here in 2 months, and I wanted to jump on that
mm-hmm.
momentum. But no one seems to be hugely gung ho about that as I do. But Mobsters in LA, that could be cute.
What do you call this project? Movie, pilot, whatever. What's it gonna be called?
Two blind pilots. I don't know. mobs in LA. LA. There's got to be something funny. Something.
Big Tony and Bobby Bullets.
Tony and Bullock.
Across America.
Yeah, and you know, it's an untapped thing. Mobsters are kind of big, and there's been some decent shows. I can't remember there being a good sitcom about mob guys.
That's a good point.
Mobster zombies, mobster vampires.
What was that? We were fucking, Heath was saying, what was it, zombies and babes? Or what was the thing you kept saying last
time? Yeah, mobsters versus zombies or something. I kept joking the sequel was going to be a mobster zombie bikini car wash or something.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, someone's got to tap this passion because, you know, even all this time after the film, you guys obviously have a lot of passion for the parts. You still have the chemistry going on there. Someone's got to tap that.
If you do talk to Pat, ask him. I'll message him and see what he thinks.
My birthday party, so, you know, I guess he still likes me, so we might be a good
year. Good.
Well, I know he likes you both because he told me I was going to really enjoy talking to the two of you.
Well, it's been fun talking to you, too.
And he was absolutely right. And I got to tell you, before we do go off, any of you want to push something else you got coming up?
Sure, yeah. It was back in November, and it hasn't aired yet, but this was my latest mob role. Nickelodeon has the show Nickelodeon's Game Shakers.
Uh-huh.
I'm in an episode, and let's just say I play a mobster on a subway with a hammer. I think I can safely say that. It's going to air sometime in the fall, I believe. But that was a lot of fun. The people at Nickelodeon really treated me well. But it was just a lot of fun. And plus, it's in Burbank. I live in Burbank, so my commute was like 4 minutes.
That's nice.
Oh, God, that's a dream.
Yeah, that's real nice.
That never happens. I had a commute to Vegas. As far as my plug, I got, actually, I was going to, thanks for asking, Gina. I was actually going to reach out to you. I got, like I said, I'm a bit more, I do act too. I'm trying to figure myself out still. But I made a feature myself back in New York before I came out to LA. It's like 4 years old now, but I never released it. Like, we have an international sales rep, but right now what I'm doing, the drive that I told you about that I saved had everything on it, and I'm actually re-exporting it right now, and I'm going to release this movie episodically online for English viewers, because it's not available anywhere right now, and it's a movie that's like Men in Black instead of Aliens Canadians. Mm-hmm. And there's like episodic, and there's commentaries on it. So if you were so inclined and wanted to hear more info, I could send it your way. I think I'm going to release it probably in the next month. It's going to be just broken up episodically online, with the option to buy, but you can just watch it through episodically with optional cast commentaries.
Well, I'll definitely make sure, when you do that, send it along to me, and we'll get that up and send our viewers your way.
That would be amazing. Yeah, I've sort of been sandbagging this one for far too long, and now it's time to let it out.
Get to it, Bobby. Come on.
I'm on it, Tony. Then we'll make a pilot together. I'm gonna hit up Pat. I'll send him a message right now.
Yeah, definitely get this pilot. I get to spend a couple days on set if you do it.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. You in Tampa?
I'm in Tampa.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, listen, I got to tell you guys, it has been so much fun. I'm so glad you both decided to take the time to do this. I'm glad we could figure out a way to get together because this was the way to do it. I mean, there's no question. This is no, you know, dig to anybody else I talked to from the film, but this has been the most fun I've had so far.
Well, it's a teamwork thing, man, and we're a tandem. So,
no, we really appreciate you taking the time too, and it was just. It's always fun to talk about a project you believed in, but you always gotta make time because you know, like conversation like this just brings back a little memories, it moves it forward, and it's great meeting new people. And we really appreciate the exposure and you put in the hard work as well.
No, it's a lot of fun, and like I said, I'm looking to see these characters again. I have a feeling. I just have a feeling it's going to happen.
All right.
Careful what you wish for, Gino.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, take care of yourselves.
All right, guys.
Catch you later.
All right, bye.
Later, Heath.
Thank you.